4DJC, it's 5CSA Mobile.
N5CSA, and 4DJC.
Oh, how you doing today? Chief. I'm out mobile. I figure, I know you listen over here sometimes. Is it, no, it's not close to net time. So anyway, yeah, I just thought I'd give you a call right quick.
Sometimes today on 9-7, I sent you an email to order one of those hotspots.
I saw your email and I was kind of what I was calling you about. I'm going to have to read the book and check it out and see if I can get the Simplex programmed in there. So what did you order?
One from HRO. I'm digging, if I remember now, Roger Bissy, UHF, only one, and it's already ready to get. All I got to do is hook her up and that sort of thing. And I was telling you, I don't know whether you read my email, but I can hear the Clemson repeater, D-Star repeater, but I can't get into it from here. I was just some vegetation in the way. I'm not up high enough or what, but I could hear it. Last night, I could hear it pretty good. And I figured I ain't gonna fool with getting another beam. I got plenty of antennas to go around now. So I thought I'd just get a hot spot. I'll look it up right quick and tell you what I got.
I'm riding along here. I'll be monitoring listing N5CSA.
What I got was a zoom spot, next gen 3.5. And I ought to be here by the first next week, I guess, maybe about Tuesday or so. But I got everything set up in the radio. I got my D-Star stuff set up, and I know how to do my reflectors and all that sort of thing. At least I think I do anyway. I've been reading up on it. I got everything set up, and this seems to be working fine. Yeah, I got my GPS set up. I don't have this radio does not have a built-in GPS. I just got it set up on the manual thing. And I was reading about how to do it on the 41 or 5100 some time ago anyway, so it's very similar to those as far as I can tell.
Well, that sounds good. Did you download the Raspberry Pi dashboard software yet?
I just already got everything loaded on it. It's got the SD card already in it, and I was reading instructions, and really all I got to do is find my Wi-Fi network and go from there. Based on what I read online about it, it seemed to be pretty. It seemed to be fairly easy to set up. It didn't require much of anything from what I could tell.
Once you get it, yeah, that's when you would get the software to your laptop or desktop or whatever, so that you can use the dashboard. And I think you may need it to do some adjustments. I don't know. But anyway, I can't remember. But the dashboard comes in handy. You can see who's on and everything. And then if you see a call sign you're interested in seeing where they are, you can just click on their name and it'll link over to QRZ automatically.
DMR P25D Star Fusion NXDN, and another one that's got the Manta Raspberry Pi 0WH firmware is preloaded and easily upgraded by software. I looked at it online to see what it was, how they set it up. It looked pretty easy to do once you get the dashboard up and running on the computer. But it also will work on and I talked to them at HRA. They told me to work on a Mac or a PC, either one. And it looked fairly simple compared to a lot of other stuff I've seen.
I think I think you got the same thing I got, and that was, you know, pretty painless, and you get it, once you get it working, then it works. And the only problem I ever had with mine is I tried to run it off of a little battery pack, and for some reason it didn't like that. Then I switched it over to a USB port on my computer, and it's been much happier about that. Power source. So that's the only thing I've ever run into with mine. So, well, I think you're going to enjoy the heck out of that. I've only ever been on the one reflector, 30 Charlie, so don't have too much time. But there's a lot of other ones you could venture on to. But that one is going to probably give you the more opportunity to talk to people initially, I think.
Power supply with it uses a 2.4 amp power supply, which is that's a lot of amperage for something this small. That's a pretty good size power supply. But you'll have to look at it when you get home online. This is pretty cool looking. It was more than I wanted. It was about $200. I didn't want to pay that much for one. But I figured I'd go and get one. It's easy to do. It had all the stuff on it, so I wouldn't have to upgrade or anything like that. But anyway, after I was listening to him last night, I said, no wonder you like it so much. It was really interesting listening to some guys in Australia and New Zealand and Italy, and of course you could read the reflector on here which ones they were using. But I said, I've got to learn the curve, I'm sure, and I'll probably have to give you a holler if you give me out of a bad spot if I run into it. I looked at the YouTube thing, it didn't look too bad, but as far as installing and getting it up and running, that other stuff may be a whole different thing, though, because I think you set up a reflector and then you go from there. I'm not sure. I've watched it online how to do it from the 9700, and it wasn't bad at all, I didn't think.
I may be in a bad spot here. I may get up the hill. I may be a little bit better. But anyway, yeah, I think you'll enjoy it. You just have to let me know when you get it. We'll figure it out on, like I said, mine's set up on 30 Charlie. We'll give it a try. There'll be plenty of people on there to give you a buzz, so I'm sure. But it'll be, I think you'll enjoy it. Like I say, if your location is Pete's trying to hang up HF antennas to get out on PX. We know it goes on a long, long wire, but hey, it's fun anyway.
Part of it, still, it's not exactly the same as RF, but like I said, if I could get into that Clemson repeater, and I might be able to if I get up, you know, outside a little bit higher, but I'm already pretty high now. And I got a 7-element 440 beam right now, and I can hear them, like I said, but I can't, I'm using air, I can hear them, but I can't break into the repeater. I'm going to upgrade my feed line on this air. I've got it mounted on a camera tripod now. Took the grip off of it and used a mount hole. I got a couple of things. I'm going to run two separate coax lines to it to get rid of duplex so that way I can run a little more power, and also it'll improve the signal too, because I think they're using like RG58 or something on it.
That'll be the fact that you can hear them, I'm pretty impressed with that. That's really a good thing. Because I haven't been able to hear any of the repeaters around, so I'm pretty impressed by the fact that you're getting to listen to them. That's a good thing. So, and like you say, you make a few adjustments, you might get into it. It's going to be fun. I think you'll enjoy it and have a good time with it. That's what the hobby's about, isn't it?
Minimizing my antennas too. I can just use what I got now without getting something different. I was thinking about getting me a little ground plane or something to put up outside the garage and put radio out in the garage, maybe. I got a ICOM 2300 monoband right there. I may stick out in the garage when we got some work we're going to do in the house, and I got to get me a workbench out there. When I put all that out there, I think I'm going to put a radio out there and just stick something up on a PVC pipe or conduit or something, just to get maybe just a quarter wave ground plane or something like that out there, or even inside the attic for that matter. Just something to gamble with when I'm out there cooking or something like that.
There you go. That's all sorts of stuff you can do to try and have a good time. But yeah, I'm excited that you're getting it. So can't wait to hear you on Dirty Charlie. That'll be a lot of fun. I'm made it over here to the Chick-fil-A. I'm in the line, so if I drop off for a minute, you'll know I'm giving them my order.
Enjoy your dinner this evening. I think we're going to be going out again here. We're going to wait about another week or so before we go out. My son gets his first shot on Sunday, and my daughter gets hers on Saturday. So we're all going to be fully inoculated here in another month. But good talking with you, Roger. I appreciate you giving me a holler. And I'll talk to you later on probably, and then we might try something simplex on D-Star. See if that'll work or not. It may not even do anything. I don't know. We'll give it a try anyway. But anyway, have a good evening, Roger. Good talking to you. Talk to you later. N5CSA and 4DJC.
All right. Take care and stay safe, and we'll catch up with you soon. It's 4DJC and 5CSA Mobile.
DJ Mobile. So 2 Golf Uniform November Mobile. TUN Mobile clear.
For WHM monitoring.